Hi, you're listening to What's New Today. This is a podcast about current events shaping our lives. This is Sangeeta, your host from India. And in today's episode, I'm about to narrate the story of Roger, a dog, who's done some fascinating work in helping the Taiwanese government find, save and retrieve humans who were trapped under the rubble after the most recent earthquake that Taiwan saw. This is an audio-only podcast and I love keeping it screen-free. And now, on to our story. Roger is a Labrador retriever and he was born in a training center for dogs in Taiwan. Now, when Roger was a puppy, he was much loved and adored by the people in the training center. So when he was a few months old, the humans who took care of him gave him a piece of cheese to smell. Roger took one big sniff at it. And then when he wasn't looking, the humans hid that piece of cheese in a place that was a little hard to find. Not too hard, but just a little hard. Then, Roger wanted to get that piece of cheese. So he kept walking around the room. And he was sniffing at every bit of smell that came his way. There was the chair, there was the sofa, there were the toys, there were the books, there was a big lamp in the room. There was a lot, and he smelled every bit of it. Nothing resembled the smell of the cheese that he had sniffed at earlier, until he came to a certain spot on the floor. Now, underneath that floorboard was that same delightful piece of cheese. Roger desperately wanted it. So he kept pawing and pawing and pawing at the floorboard, and the floorboard was a little loose. And finally, he was able to remove that piece of the floorboard, and he put his paw deep underneath it and dragged out the delicious piece of cheese. Roger was thrilled. Also, he got a pat and a yummy bone for a reward for finding the piece of cheese correctly. So this continued for a few days. And his handlers thought Roger was going to make for an excellent drug-sniffing dog. So here's what a drug-sniffing dog does. Now, in almost every country, there is usually a list of items that are considered very dangerous. So these are harmful drugs. So if people took it, it could really hurt them. So most governments in the world ban these harmful drugs. Now, these harmful drugs can still be brought into countries by people who don't really want to follow the government's rules. So they can bring them in very tiny pouches. They can be hidden inside a rolled up sock. It's pretty much impossible to identify these, even if you ran a scan on all the baggages and containers that came into a country. And that is where drug sniffing dogs come in. Roger's owners felt that he was going to spend his life as a dog that would help the Taiwanese government sniff and identify bags that contain these harmful drugs. So one day, Roger's handler brought him to sniff at someone's baggage. And Roger had been trained to identify certain smells which he knew was something that was not right. So if he got any of those smells, the smells of the harmful drugs, he would bark. And immediately his handlers would open that bag to find out what it was. So one day, Roger's handler took him to the airport and he was to sniff at someone's baggage. But what was Roger doing? He was so keen on playing and being friendly with a kid who was standing in the airport line that he forgot what he was supposed to do. This happened once more the next day. Again, Roger's handler had to persuade him slowly. Roger, come here. You know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sniff at the baggage, not go around playing with people. But nope. Roger was so friendly and so excessively energetic that he just couldn't be bothered standing and sniffing at people's baggages. It was so boring. Roger's handlers decided to drop Roger from their group of drug-sniffing dogs. He was marked a fail in their system. But one of Roger's handlers felt that he would make a great fit for being what's called a search and rescue dog. And his handler could not have been more correct. Because last week, when Taiwan was hit by an earthquake that was pretty big, a load of buildings collapsed. Roger was called to help sniff, search, and find people trapped under the rubble. In an area called the Tarako National Park in Taiwan, which was an area that was heavily damaged by the quake, a lot of people had gone hiking in that area. And quite a few buildings and trees had all collapsed. So Roger was one of four dogs that was sent out to that national park to sniff, search, and rescue people. He also located certain bodies of people who were trapped and had already died, because these people had died almost instantly after the buildings had collapsed. But nevertheless, he was able to help people retrieve even these bodies. But remember, Roger never had an initial scent like the scent of the cheese that he was given earlier. So how did he go about finding the people who were trapped under a rubble like this? Search and rescue dogs are fascinating. To tell you the answer to that question, I'll narrate a small story. A few months ago, the countries Turkey and Syria, they were hit by a massive earthquake. In fact, they were hit by a series of very big earthquakes. And thousands of people were trapped. Many countries immediately sent them help. They sent them tons of food, clothing, they sent them tents so people could make temporary shelter, blankets, and so forth. But one of the first to arrive on the scene in Turkey were the search and rescue dogs that were sent by airplane almost immediately from many countries around. Mexico sent 16 of their best trained dogs. India sent, I think, 4 or 6. Germany, South Korea, Switzerland, US, and many more countries responded by first boarding their search and rescue dogs along with their handlers on airplanes so they could get to the scene as quickly as they could. They could start sniffing, searching, and find the people caught under the rubble. Why are dogs so good at this? Well, it's pretty simple. Dogs have way more scent receptors than we do. So humans have about 5 million scent receptors. Hard to believe, right? We've got 5 million of them. But dogs have about 220 million such scent receptors. Also, of course, dogs can run way faster than any of us can. So you combine the two, they can run and cover a large area very quickly. Plus, they can sniff and smell with far greater accuracy than you and I can. So they are very good at smelling and tracking any human scent that is trapped under the ground. So these search and rescue dogs are trained to sniff human smells, which means all humans shed cells very regularly, right? So these dogs are trained to smell human cells. So while your smell and my smell may be different, but across the board, human cells smell very similarly to dogs. So that is how they are able to sniff and track if a human is caught under the rubble.
Wow!
Does that make any dog a great search and rescue dog? So I think from the perspective of ability, many dogs would fit that bill. You must have seen pet dogs that love to run and fetch a toy. If you toss a toy in the backyard or, you know, over your sofa, these dogs will run up, pick up the toy and come back. But most dogs will do this maybe a few times, then they'll get tired. And then they lie down. But search and rescue dogs, they're not like that. They will keep going on and on and on until they drop. or of course until you tell them that it's time to stop. They are so highly energetic that it is very hard for them to settle into households, become pets and find a slower rhythm. So such dogs are usually channeled into these kind of tasks like the search and rescue dogs. A dog like Roger, he's been a huge success in Taiwan. He's much loved. You can find loads of videos on social media of Roger attending his press conference too. I will leave a link to one of these videos in the show notes where you can see Roger being at his playful best. Roger's story is of course not unique. There are a lot of search and rescue dogs that have done some super work across the years, sometimes even in war zones, sometimes in places where there have been such natural disasters. But I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about search and rescue dogs and about the fact that Rogers helped the Taiwanese government very recently in the last week. I hope you like listening to today's story. And if you'd like to support the production of What's New Today, you can contribute any sum of money that you deem fit. I'm leaving a link to this called Support Our Show in the show notes below. That's it from me today. In our next episode, you'll get to meet three very young and bright kids who are here to speak about something fascinating about schools and about how people in Finland live.